Millions of Americans suffer from depression, anxiety, or other mental illnesses every year, but many never get help, even if they have insurance. Recent health laws were supposed to fix that, but they're not working. From member station KQED in San Francisco, reporter April Domboski brings us this story.
Natalie Dunnage's 12-year-old son, Straz, hangs from the monkey bars staring at the ground. The other kids in the park aren't interested in him, and he's not interested in them.
I just like to play by myself.
Straz has autism. His mom says today is a good day, but on most others, Straz has meltdowns. Something frustrates him, and he can't control his emotions.
I sometimes end up screaming, and I end up yelling and screaming.
And, like, hitting and banging things, throwing things.
Straz's mom, Natalie, says she bears the brunt of these meltdowns.
He told me that I disgusted him, tells me he hates me.
Dunnage puts all her spare money into therapy for Straz. She says it helps a lot. But Dunnage herself is struggling, feeling depressed and overwhelmed. She said she needs her own therapist.
One of the things that I've really had to wrap my head around is that I can't change him. I can only change how I handle the situation. And not that I would want to change who he is. He's a really good kid, but it's a lot to handle, especially as a single parent.
I first talked to Dunnage last year when she started looking for a therapist. And she realized her copay for a mental health visit was upwards of $75, even though her copay for other medical appointments was less.
My income, I'm like just made lower middle income just by the skin of my teeth. So I just kind of have to hold off until I'm actually middle class.
Copays for medical and mental health treatments are supposed to be the same. Almost all insurance companies in California are struggling with this. 24 out of 25, including Dunnage's insurer, Anthem Blue Cross, were recently required to fix unequal cost-sharing policies by the state's Department of Managed Health Care. That's according to agency documents and staff. In a statement, Anthem said it is working with the department to comply with the law and meet the mental health needs of its customers. Since last year, Dunnage got a promotion at work and moved into a new apartment. Her health benefits got an upgrade, too. She has Blue Shield now, and her copay for mental health appointments is only $20.
Which I was really excited about.
But this time, when she looked for a therapist who took her insurance, she struck out again.
I contacted like 6 or 7.
3 called her back.
One of them, they were completely booked. And then the other 2 just didn't accept the insurance anymore.
0 hits out of 7. Had to be a bad draw, right? No. I did my own survey. I called all the psychologists that came up on the Blue Shield website for Natalie's plan in San Francisco. There were 100.
Please leave a message.
Please leave a message.
Please leave a message and I will.
Almost a quarter of them never called me back.
If you don't get a call back from me, that means my practice is full.
Nearly half said they weren't taking insurance anymore or weren't accepting new patients.
Sorry about that.
I'm sorry, I'm not.
I unfortunately
don't have any openings at the moment.
So that left just a quarter of the therapists on the list who actually had appointments. And of those, exactly 8 had slots after work hours.
At the moment, I only have daytime appointments available.
8 out of 100.
Wishing you the best.
Sorry, and good luck with that.
Good luck with that.
Okay, good luck. Bye-bye.
For Natalie Dunnage, after 7 rejections, she just gave up looking.
It's hard when you're feeling sad and you're like in this very, like you feel like you can barely keep things together. It just seemed like way too much at the time.
Mental health advocates say this is actually a strategy for insurance companies.
It's a way to control cost.
That's Stanford psychiatry professor Keith Humphreys. He's the guy who advised Congress when it was developing the law that was meant to fix this. But while insurers are required to keep a solid number of clinicians in their directories, he says they still find ways to sidestep the rules.
The law doesn't say, well, you can't put people on there who are dead, or you can't put people on there who are not taking new patients. And so what that translates into then is people have to wait longer for care, which then cuts expenditures for the insurer and reduces access.
Blue Shield declined to do an interview, but said in a statement that it's up to the therapists to update their availability online. Charles Bakke of the trade group, the California Association of Health Plans, acknowledges that's a challenge in mental health care, where the workforce is mainly self-employed, solo practitioners.
When you have networks as large as ours and you have as many enrollees as we have here in California, you're not going to be able to just have everything accurate every single second of every single day.
Meanwhile, people like Natalie Dunnage are toughing it out on their own. For NPR News, I'm April Dembosky in San Francisco.
And that story is part of a reporting partnership with KQED and Kaiser Health News.